a good time.
Yeah, right.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
This is why I don't drink.
Oh.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. I mean, I'm not listening to you guys fornicate all night long, thrusting.
Okay.
And pumping. I thought your hip popped out at one point. I'm just saying, it's like all fun and games, and then you wake up in bed next to a 40-year-old freshman.
I'm 19, so...
19 minutes late to Pinochle? Where you're meeting your old friends in the park?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh my gosh, Maya, look at him. He's still so sharp. That's so inspiring. Tell us about the war. Any one of them. You're like the loudest climaxer I've ever heard. It was like the sound of like a 30-year-old sprinkler finally going off for the first time.
Okay, well... So lovely talking with you. You're a lovely person.
Hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Ronaldinho.
That.
And this Frank is Lampard.
No, that's his Frank.
No, yes, that is Frank Lampard.
This,
and
does
so
that
I
mean
guess,
that I'm a two?
I guess I'm a two. No.
I'm confused. Okay. I'm a two.
So who the hell am I?
You're Fat Frank.
Yeah. Fat Frank.
Actually, two of those players played for Chelsea. Ronaldinho didn't.
Ronaldinho never did, yeah.
Yeah, he played for Barcelona. Two of them played for Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate Barcelona and
mm-hmm.
Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
So why am I a two?
Because that would never make you English.
You couldn't do that to me.
No.
You couldn't do that to your friend, okay.
Yeah. No one would. I mean, who would cheer for England?
I don't know those people.
Yeah.
Right?
Sounds so dumb.
England for Euro 2016, by the way.
So, today was incredible. There was Formula One shit on BBC. There was tennis. There was Tour de France. And then
Stop.
World Cup.
No.
Oh my God.
Stop. Let's rewind.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that the right way.
Right.
Today was incredible.
Yes.
There was World Cup.
No. It is already understood that the World Cup is
no,
on.
No. There are no other sports, no other television, no other work, no other nothing is happening. There is World Cup.
However, there was the box office.
I guess.
You guess.
Segway.
Am I getting worse?
You're getting better. Worse? It's actually getting better. I don't know what's happening.
We're here to talk about the box office, and primarily we're talking about June.
About
the box office of June. No, we're not talking about World Cup. You're not doing it again.
By the way, before we get into this, have you listened to the latest memo?
Yes, I have.
Yes, I did finish it. But it was funny because the way they were talking, because they're all upset about, you know, no big summer blockbusters and all that shit, and they're like, maybe we should extend it to the full year, and I'm like, fuck.
I sent them a link to our main page of what we're doing with our rules and stuff, and they haven't replied to me. So
they totally
I don't know.
Need to listen, Matt.
Do we need
Matt.
To send? Do you want me to send them an invitation for next year?
The two Matthews.
About a cease and desist order, you fucking motherfuckers.
Unfortunately, I do believe it would work the other way. I do believe that we may have started after them.
First, fantasy things have been forever. There's always been fantasy everything. We were the ones with the vision to do this all year long. The only ones.
The only ones.
The first. And we will be the last, Memo. We'll outlive you.
But I think they would be the perfect addition. They would be the perfect addition, and
we should open it up.
If the McNeil twins would want to come, I think they would be a good addition.
The only thing I would say at that point is I'd want to change our thing from 20 to down to a lower number, so that it would spread out better.
Yeah,
because when we eventually hit the 100 movie mark,
I know
it's
gonna be You're gonna have to find one of those gems.
And also, I would fight the commissioner, even though we haven't utilized him as yet throughout this game last year and this year.
Well, no, I would have to do. We could have a commissioner, but it would have to be one of us. It would have to be. When I say us, one of the people playing.
Yeah, because. I don't want them doing physical to have to deal with it all.
Chino is the boss.
And I don't know why, but in my head I'd vote for Matthew Price. I don't know why.
I would vote for Brown.
You'd vote for Brown?
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
I vote for myself.
Because you're literally Joe. Just in a different form.
Yep.
Right, and we don't want you. We're allowing you to play, that's enough. Even though you came up with the game.
Yep.
Anyways, we're talking about the June box office.
That's what we're talking about. Right!
That's what we're talking about.
Football.
And going through the films that came out in June, let's go through. Where is my list here? Because, you know, Damien was kind enough to do up a weird list for us.
Mm-hmm.
Counting off from least money made to most money made in June, right? The least money made in June comes from...
Edge of Tomorrow.
The Edge of Tomorrow, which within the month of June raked in just over 88 million. Damon, was that over or under your expectations?
I think it will creep to 100, so that's about where I thought it was going
to. Okay.
I remember... Oblivion. I knew this was not going to be great. I'm sad though, the one time I made a real effort to come out of my yard to watch this movie, Caribou already went, no doubt. No one watches.
Next in line is How to Train Your Dragon Part 2, which made 134 million, Damien.
Oh, wow, you made that much money?
That movie will creep over to 150 and die. Right, Damien?
Damien, how did we get this one wrong?
I don't know! The fuck is happening?
Was that your first pick?
I think Spider-Man 2 was my first pick.
Yeah.
And then this was like my second pick.
Speaking of Mamo, that was the funniest thing ever. You don't listen to Mamo,
I right? do sometimes.
Oh, you do? Yeah. It was the funniest thing. So they had... two episodes.
Well, they have their own box office.
No, contest. I know.
That's how it is.
Okay.
They have their own box office contest, which runs every summer. And what they do is, just for the summer only, they let people come in and predict the top 10 movies of this, what will be the top 10 earners of the summer, in which you have to place them as well as guess their overall money and the opening weekend, and you get points based on it.
Right.
Of course, because everyone was looking at the summer, How to Train Your Dragon 2 was the dominating figure for number one. People had it at 350, 400 for the summer. It opened to
90.
49 million.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. To 50, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And
it was ridiculous. But no, the funniest thing about it, I loved it. They had two episodes, essentially back-to-back, right? The first episode...
Was the weekend before.
It was not.
Was it?
It was right after they watched it.
Right.
They went to the movies, watched it, Saitan came out, and were like, this is
over.
Great. Oh my goodness.
Everyone started like
Sunday. Then,
Sunday.
Like the Sunday or a couple days after, whatever,
when the numbers
was another episode, and it kind of starts off real slow, and they're like, so, those dragons.
What happened?
And that's exactly how I felt when I saw that weekend. I was like, what?
The only thing I can blame is the fact that they have like TV shows and all sorts of shit, so people weren't, I guess, in as dire need for it. Or World Cup. Yeah, but your shitty movie made like $1 zillion.
But number two for the month, with only, I think, 1.5 weeks in the month played, is Transformers Age of Extinction with 148 million, almost 149 million in the month of June. That's not counting whatever money it's making today.
It is a week and a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
All right, motherfuckers.
It was the first movie of the... No, sorry. The first movie of the summer to open to 100 or more.
Ooh,
yeah.
Right?
It's like 20 million a day.
But the winner... The winner of the month of June,
because you got a full month, motherfucker.
Is 22 Jump Street, guys. You guys were laughing at me for picking this movie.
No, we weren't.
We knew we'd love it.
Yeah.
No, I totally want that. Was on my list.
And we thought we would get to like
100.
I think at 150.
It's at 152, almost 152 right now.
Fucking garbage.
And I'm getting every dollar of that 152.
I'm going to deliberately give that movie a 1.
You sure? Have you watched it yet?
No.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
World Cup.
You haven't seen it.
True. World Cup.
So, okay, going through these movies.
Is it the Brazil match? Was playing to ruin all the football.
Actually, This was an Argentina game. So, how much did you love it?
Can you stop talking to me?
Okay.
How the Trinity Dragon made, like, no money.
Sorry, let's go through these movies.
Like,
now.
I thought me picking this movie, like, the summer would have been over. There would just be a hole where How the Trinity Dragon punched, and then there would be nothing after. And it's not like, oh, children aren't going out to watch movies, because 2 weeks later, Metal Dragons, making $20 million a day. Sons of bitches.
Anyways.
Fuck movies.
I just want to say, by the way, the Friday that Metal Dragons came out, it made over 40.
I know. I saw all of that.
It was beautiful. Yeah. I was so happy.
Too bad you're getting a quarter. So even when it hits 400, I'll still make more money off Dragons than you will off Transformers. Unless you make like 600. No, you will probably make like 600. Like some ridiculous. Like all in Christmas people still watching Transformers or some shit. Fuck this movie.
So we're not talking to Damon anymore because he hasn't seen any movies this month. He gets to stare at his iPad for the rest of the show.
My. Google Nexus iPad.
Nexus iPad. Let's start with Edge of Tomorrow.
Okay.
We went and we saw this movie, Douglas.
Yeah.
We remember Oblivion.
Yeah.
We had not so fun memories of Oblivion.
Well,
no one had fun memories.
I don't have fun memories of Oblivion, but you know what though? I remember when I saw it, and I said the same thing for something like, say, Pain and Gain. If you did a little more aggressive editing on that movie, and maybe, you know, tweak one or two things here and there, that could have been a really cool movie. Right?
I still like that movie, though.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not, like, it's not great. It's a 2. But if they, like Douglas said, there was some amount of focus.
Yeah.
Like, if they really knew what they were trying to, and for Christ's sake, it change that ending. Yeah.
So, copy and paste those words for Edge of Tomorrow or no?
I've read nothing but glowing reviews of Edge of Tomorrow though.
Well, some
crazy.
People, yeah, some people
which
really like
crazy.
That movie. Yes. I am not in that camp.
And I guess it might have hurt that we went in with that knowledge. Like people are already on the internet going, guys, this is the sci-fi movie we should be touting this summer.
I know people are saying the same thing about Planet of the Apes, which is scaring the shit out of me.
But I didn't know too much about the reviews. What had happened to me was I call it the Godzilla effect. The Godzilla effect.
We've created something. We can create the Godzilla
exactly.
effect as a thing.
Where slowly but surely I kept watching these trailers and I just kind of got more and more excited for the movie because it just looked good. Because if you think about this, right? Edge of Tomorrow is the action movie version of Source Code. Yes?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sounds right.
Right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Which...
Did they
fuck up
the ending like
again,
Source Code?
They did.
Fuck!
Let's just make this clear. Yeah. That movie is like Source Code, worth the 5-minute edit. Right? The one that just cut off
the...
I'm
going to cut the shit out of this movie.
Yeah.
But you're only allowed to rate the theatrical cut. You can't rate the
theatrical cut. So you say I can walk out the theater 5 minutes before it ends? I need to look up the runtime.
You'll feel it. You'll feel it.
At this point, I can't see it in theaters anymore. When that Blu-ray drops, I'll just rip that off, delete 5 minutes before the ending. I'll watch that and go, I don't know what you guys are doing. Movie's awesome.
But yeah, so unfortunately, it didn't turn out to be the action version of Source Code. It was not that good. But it didn't fail. And there were specific things and specific people, like, for instance, Bill Paxton.
Oh, Bill Paxton was so good in
that
movie.
Awesome in this movie.
It's like he knew we loved Aliens.
Yeah.
And
like he went so close to just quoting Eliot for all of his lines.
Yeah.
But not really.
And there are certain things, like the way that they keep doing the same thing over and over, and the kind of
Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, Groundhog's Day, but not quite that. Just almost like the Tom Cruise would essentially, you know, wink at the camera and be like, "Yeah, we know this has happened already. Now let's play around with this,
mm-hmm.
right?" And so that kind of worked, but it just didn't work well enough. I'd give this movie like a 2.
I'm giving it a 2. And the thing about this movie is, for me, I don't really like this movie.
Yeah.
But it's almost as if I feel a good movie in there somewhere. And my issues with this movie is that it isn't source code.
Is it bad?
First of all, the movie bad plays issue. Itself like it's just taking gags at video gaming,
mm-hmm.
right? Video games. When we play video games, especially difficult ones, we die a lot.
XCOM.
And when we die a lot, we're like, okay, don't go left.
Yeah.
Go straight, and you can get through this. Okay, don't go straight. Go straight a little bit, hold for 2 seconds, turn right, go left, then jump, throw a grenade, and you've won. And that's basically what they're doing in Edge of Tomorrow. Right?
I need a pause here. You just said okay, and the Google thing triggered.
That's why I'm dying right now, because
Douglas realized what happened. I was sitting here minding my own business.
I didn't say
doing
Google.
Shit. I know you didn't. I am well aware of that.
This might be a problem.
I am going to turn off this feature right now.
That's going to be a
this
problem.
Is bullshit.
So you're going to be on the roadside doing whatever, and someone then shouted okay and
your phone okay just, and a G word. I was like, yep, I've heard enough. What do you want?
Guys, like Edge of Tomorrow, this is a true technology film.
Like Transcendence, this is a true technology.
And the thing about it with Edge of Tomorrow is that it leans so heavily on that Groundhog Day crutch of us, like, smiling with all of these repeats. And the truth of the matter is, for me, it kind of wears itself thin. And I didn't really enjoy it. The only thing which keeps this movie going is stuff like Bill Paxton. The fact that I don't know what it is, but if Tom Cruise is in a movie, I like him.
Yeah.
And it kind of pushes the movie like a notch up.
He's really likable.
And Emily Blunt is kind of badass in a few moments where she gets do true action.
And I love Emily Blunt.
Yeah, she was very, very.
But the movie is very redundant, and the ending. Chop it off. So yeah, it's a 2. I give it a hopeful 2. But moving on to our next pick, it is The Training of Dragons.
Can we talk about another movie first?
Sure.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a double feature when we watched this movie.
Of course we did.
And that double feature was
because you guys don't like football.
22 Jump Street.
Mm-hmm.
Right, can we talk about 22 first?
Okay, alright, sure.
I want to talk about 22.
You
want to
talk about 22? First of all, before we get to any for this movie, I'm fucking 4.
Douglas hasn't
this
given
movie
this a rating.
Is a 400. Okay. This movie is so good.
Say it's a 14.
Oh my god. Damian.
Mm-hmm.
We all thought we'd like this movie.
Yeah.
We all thought it'd probably be as good as the last one. No. It is like 10 times better than
so
the last
they've
movie.
Put it down real proper like.
Real proper like.
Even the credits.
Oh God,
even the credits
I hate
are perfect.
BET so much.
Damian. They. From the get go. They're just.
Man, like, we're going to.
They start
like,
to make fun of each other. And I'm not talking about like
mm-hmm.
each other's characters. I'm talking about each other in real life.
Right.
Like, there's a section where Ice Cube is like, so. You know, we're back again at this shit. What are we gonna do? And Channing Tatum's like, oh, can we go and be Secret Service and protect the president?
Good job.
And Ice Cube's got a new office, and they're like, it looks like a cube of ice.
They're like Damon. I've seen those. By the time we had watched that movie,
mm-hmm.
I'd watched the trailers for this movie like about a billion times.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. one of the jokes that really kept me going is Mexican Wolverine.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
that joke comes within like the first 5 minutes of the movie,
and then it just run past it. Yeah. like we're just going to keep going,
like,
here.
This is one of those comedies with, like, people like to use this as a negative to movies like this, mm-hmm. which is almost a copy and paste of the same like story, the same mm-hmm. jokes. Where they're playing with the same, with the same material, right?
Yeah.
The same you can take any set piece from this movie and kind of equate it to what was going on in the first movie, and you're like,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, they even make fun of it.
And that's why it works so well, because they know what they're doing, and they're like, listen, guys,
and
we're doing this, but we're going to laugh at it while also laughing at the jokes that we're doing. It's great.
They understand why the first one worked, mm-hmm. and they understand why it is funny,
yeah,
and so they can play. After, it is the thing that the second Hangover didn't. They had no understanding of what people enjoyed about that movie.
And here lies what I love about this movie, and also the first one, right? Is that this is the kind of comedy where even if there is a joke, a moment which doesn't work for you as an individual audience member, they move past it so quickly and onto the next thing, which hopefully it'll work, that it ends up being a Russian roulette of jokes. And eventually you're going to find something to fucking laugh at.
Yeah.
Right? And just happened that for me and Douglas, it was almost everything.
Most of the
show. Right? It was absolutely everything.
Like, I cannot think of anything off the top of my head where I didn't like that joke.
Which means Jamaicans probably hate this movie.
And to tell you God's truth, my favorite joke about this movie... Like, no, not even that one. There's one I like more than that. And it's because it is so tiny, so little, and it's almost like they know it's a joke, and I know it's a joke, but I didn't care to explain it to people,
yeah.
Is there's this moment when, you see in the trailer, Jonah Hill is talking about how he got laid, right?
Yeah.
So, the scene after he got laid, right, you see him walking back, right? And he's literally doing the walk of shame. And you see all the women around him doing the walk of shame with their shoes in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the same thing, walking, and I was just broken down during those 2 seconds
it's
of that
good.
Visual... just being on screen. And I love this movie for doing that. A comedy which it's not just about the lines and their delivery, which are all amazing, but they still are able, which is what I love about the Lego movie, which is by the same directors, they're able to put in these tiny or really minute, really amazing jokes into just a picture.
Exactly.
That
I will
love.
It's all about the execution, because, and it's my favorite joke, it's kind of related to that, and there is no talking. It is just, you know, the situation, and you slowly understanding what's happening. And it's great. So, Damien, this is probably the best movie of the summer.
Okay.
And I love it to death. It is a number 4. Can I give it a 5? Andrew, I want to give it a 5.
We can't talk to the commish. We should be able to give one movie a year.
A 5?
5.
And I get 1.25 of the money.
Yes, 1.25%.
I pick Captain America as my 5.
You'd have to had to give the movie a 4 initially. You know, to bump it up.
It would be bumped up when I rewatch it.
Okay.
When I rewatch it, it'll be bumped up.
Yep, sure.
Magically.
Because
that was the biggest earner. So the next movie I want to talk about is How to Train Your Dragon Part 2.
Okay, we can do this.
This is the other part of the double feature we saw that day.
Yes.
Hear that this movie sucks. That's why
it
didn't make
so much
money.
Douglas, if I recall, you were highly surprised, like everyone else, by the first Dragon movie.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
At the same time, I don't think you were like on a 4 level with that movie.
No, man, I was on a 4 level.
You were on a 4 level with that movie?
Like 80.
Did this movie exceed
now, here's
what you
were
looking for in a sequel for Dragon?
Here's what's going to happen, right? I'm going to be a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is... I've thought about it a long time.
Because we've had a few weeks to think about
exactly,
this one.
Yeah. I am going to be an asshole.
Yep.
Because...
Yes, you are.
We have that to record. We can take that to the comments.
This movie...
I've known this for years.
Probably deserves a 4.
Oh, so you're a dick.
But... I'm a dick.
Take this recording to the commissioner.
But...
Yeah,
there are 2 things. And the 2 reasons why I'm
mm-hmm.
not going to give it a 4.
Mm-hmm.
One...
You hate Damien, which is fine.
Well, alright, 3 things. But, one... Unfortunately,
at least I
watched
I'm
it
loved because he gave 22
I watched it the same day as 22 Jump Street.
Fair enough.
And 22 Jump Street is
incredible.
10 million times better than this movie.
I don't think you understand how a scale works.
I know. But anyway. And two.
So does that mean it should be a one?
Yeah. Right. Then everything else. Because this is so awesome. All this.
Exactly.
Just
it's garbage.
Garbage.
It's garbage. But two, this movie, at least for me, is not as good as the first movie.
Negro what?
Right? No, I'm not saying it's bad because it's actually a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is, like, for the first, and for those of you listeners out there, I know a few of you actually aren't in Jamaica, but for those of you who are, you'll understand this. We have this horrible thing called intermission. But it allows me, at least for this movie, to kind of demarcate the time. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember all the way up to intermission, I kept saying to myself, okay, when's this movie going to get really good? Because, I don't know. It's alright. So, you know. And then after, it ramped up and it
mm-hmm.
did really well. Right? But it just, it did not wow me like the first one wowed me. And I think my biggest problem for that, and I think I might have to kind of put this in a Captain America or a Spider-Man category, which
yeah.
I say I need to watch those two movies again and see if I can re-rate them. But I think my main problem is I don't think I've ever watched at least the whole movie, the whole first movie, again since the first time I saw it.
Yeah.
And as Andrew said, the first time I saw it, he kind of forced me to watch it, almost like Kung Fu Panda, which was a similar story, where I was like, come on, Andrew. This movie,
you're like Jack Black.
It's rubbish.
In a cartoon,
right?
Fuck that movie.
Exactly. And I watched the Dragon movie, and it was amazing. And I was so upset. How did I not know about this movie before? It's great. It's wonderful. Whatever. And now this movie had that to live up to. You know, that wondrous feeling that I
did
had.
Did you ever see Kung Fu Panda 2?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I love Kung Fu Panda 2.
But it wasn't as good as the first one, I don't think.
I don't know. Because I really, actually, I've seen Kung Fu Panda 1 a few times,
mm-hmm.
but by the time I had seen 2, it was a distance. There were distance.
Okay.
And since 2, I haven't watched either of those movies again.
Yep.
But I enjoyed it.
No, 2 is good.
Class.
I like it. Oh, God, I like it.
And so it sounds like, you know,
so,
yeah, the same thing, except
so I think this
I'm
is
with
the,
dragons. And that's
the Kung Fu Panda
so,
2.
Exactly.
So
I'm going to give it a 3.
Fair enough.
And I'm going to...
You're willing to
I'm
come back
to
it later in the year
and
reconsider.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 3 for
unless,
now.
Unless it is close, and then he will not.
He'll just
it.
Be like, whoops, it's
oh, look,
already...
Oh, look, it's 2015. I remember I need to watch this movie. And what else came out?
And the last movie that we're going to talk about... Oh, I didn't talk about Dragon. It's fucking amazing. That's a 4. It is gorgeous. I love the mother character so much. The only
spoilers.
Thing... And I, and the only thing that I say bad about this movie isn't really a problem with this movie. It's just my issue with when I feel certain things just are ruined by advertising. This shouldn't have ruined that mother character reveal in the advertising, and that annoyed me to a certain extent.
Yeah.
They should have had it as that figure with like the mask and on the huge dragon and well, who the fuck is that? And then you go to the movie and you see it and you're like, ah, oh, that's awesome.
Don't you say, I am your father. No, wait, no. I'm your mother.
She does do some heavy breathing. She does do some heavy breathing at some point.
I am your...
and she chops off his other leg.
I'm still so upset that I'm going to have to watch a Star Wars movie. God damn it, man.
Jesus Christ. Why did you ask Ryan, right?
Yeah. So, like, I'm really... I'm very serious. I was going to skip
the Star Wars movies.
Like, when I'm like, I'm glad
question,
that the internet
question.
Is jumping up on them.
Have you seen
oh,
the 3
fuck.
Prequels? Have you watched them?
I've seen all of them.
Did you see those before watching the older movies?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they came out.
No, I know.
I
remember when they came out.
Right.
Yeah.
All 3 came out. I started watching the first one and went, well, this sucks. No, not the first. So I started watching episode 1.
The children movie.
Right. And I went, well, this is terrible. I guess. And this was when the whole world still believed, were trying to convince themselves that Star Wars was still good. So I saw it because it came out on TV and I went, all right, well, this is terrible. And then one day they were showing all of them on some channel. I don't know. Who cares? They're like, all right, we're showing all the Star Wars because I think the second movie was coming out. And I sat there and watched all of them and went, that must be high and drunk. This is all terrible. And then when I met you lunatics, I went, all right, let me just try watching all of these. So I sat down one day, lined them up and went, I guess I'm going to do this. And but then I was using my bicycle in order to pass time when I was watching boring movies. And sat there for like 12 hours, something like that. Some inordinate amount of time. And saw all of them. And I am not. No bueno.
No bueno.
And then they announced 7. And the whole internet started kicking things. And I went,
you mean the internet, which goes May the 4th every year.
And I went, oh, you guys think this is going to work? I don't give a shit. And then Disney fucked me. Yeah, hey man, you know that director that you love and you'll watch anything from? What if we get him to direct one? What? Why? Why do I have to watch this? Couldn't he just leave me out of this? These two lunatics would have picked it.
And he's writing a movie.
Yeah.
This is perfect. That's wonderful because it leads us into the next movie we have to talk about, which is Transformers: Age of Extinction. Now, Douglas, you've picked this movie, and it's one of the bigger hits of the summer thus
probably
far.
Probably going to be the biggest movie right of the year.
I want you to explain to me why I shouldn't give this movie a 1.
A 0. Why should you give it a 0?
No. I understand that you really don't care at the end of the day, and I also I'm still going to give it a 1. But I want you to try. I want you to try and explain to us.
I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to give you a reason to be angry, even though you'd still give it a 1. And you know why?
Why?
I'm giving it a 3.
I need your help, David.
What does that do?
Please lead us into this.
Giving it a 3, what does that mean?
Because 3 plus 1 divided by 2 is a 2.
Yeah, but 3 plus 1 plus 1 divided by 3.
I know.
Gives it a 1.
Yeah. But anyway, it has to be added first.
Yeah.
It can't be added yet because you haven't watched it.
I understand that. But if you think there's a chance on this earth,
I know,
that if you're even close to defeating me,
yep,
I'm not going to watch this piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, at this point, my expectations are so thoroughly low. Like, the world hates this movie. And it's just going to keep making more and more money.
Damon, do you like Pain and Gain?
Enough, yeah.
This is Pain and Gain.
No, there is
this
no.
is. This movie is way too long. It is. As is Pain and Gain.
So right? This movie is Transformers, you mean?
But
I wonder if there's a bone in Michael Bay's body that allows him to make a movie under 2 hours anymore.
No. All directors shoot a lot of footage. Most directors have people going, no. No one. Absolutely no one.
Yeah. Says no to Michael Bay.
At this point, if Michael Bay wants to shoot an 8-hour movie and put that shit in theaters, that's what's going to happen.
Anyways, Douglas, you were talking about your love for Transformers.
My love for Transformers. Mm-hmm. This movie is way too long. But there are things in there that are enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
They have robots.
That is, I like robots.
Dinosaurs. Those dinosaurs breathe fire.
That is... Andrew, I'm enjoying this piece. I must tell you.
Don't worry, I'm coming. I'm coming.
The part of me that likes both robots and fire breathing and metal dragons is enjoying the image that I have in my head right now.
And they have a Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
Who?
From the big hit,
is
Mark Wahlberg?
Is closer to the big hit than he is
Douglas
to anything else.
So this movie is the right kind of stupid. They finally hit it.
It's over long, so you have to kind of see beyond that. But yeah.
So you're done?
I'm done.
Okay.
I don't have anything else to
say. Alright, first of all, let me start here, right? Because the truth of the matter...
Douglas is right about all that he said.
Probably.
What?
are you going to let me finish? The truth of the matter is that I don't like I don't like Transformers, right? And that's not a new opinion in this world, that many people don't like Transformers. But I was ready to not watch Transformers, right? Mm-hmm. I was looking forward to a year where a Transformers movie came out, and I went, I'm going to leave it in the corner and let the people who like it like the movie and just ignore them, right? Because herein lies the deal. When I come on this podcast, when I go on the Saturn, right, when I go on the internet and talk about these movies, I don't want to hate these movies, right? I go in with the biggest of hopes, even for the movies which I kind of know are going to be bad. When I go and I watch The Killer Elites, right, when I go and I when I sit down and I watch the ride-alongs, even though the ride-along was a bit more intentional in my picking and knowing it was going to be bad.
Have to change the score for
that's
saw
fine.
That,
can you give
again.
It a minus one? You
saw
can give it a
again.
Minus one. And
I guess I was real happy the first time I watched that movie.
I told you because
I didn't see all of it. I saw a bit of it again. And I went,
yes, it's
something
bad.
Is up.
It's horrible. But anyways, talking about Transformers, I really just don't want to feel anything about this movie. But, lo and behold, we're doing this fantasy podcast. Douglas picked it, so I knew I would have to watch it. So I went with Douglas to watch Transformers.
But you didn't have to. You didn't have to go.
I guess I didn't have to, but I decided to put it upon myself to go watch a movie. So that, because I'm trying to watch as many of these movies as I can. And if I'm lucky, I will get through all 60 on our list.
You'll have to watch Transcendence.
I will watch Transcendence.
Probably shouldn't do that.
And herein lies the deal, right? Douglas started out It's Overlong.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. Douglas started out that there are fire-breathing metal dragons, which is very true. However, you have to wait 2.5 hours to see it.
Douglas, you fuck. You like
Douglas talked about a big hit version of Mark Wahlberg, which is very true. But do you want a big hit version of Mark Wahlberg, which solves all sorts of problems by reminding us that he's an inventor like Stanley Tucci, and that is why he should be a good guy too?
I heard on some other podcast the name of Mark Wahlberg's character,
Jaeger,
and almost died laughing. It's like Jaeger something.
It's something Jaeger. It was kind of funny that I was listening to another podcast and they were talking
like Jade Jaeger or something.
It's
like
some shitty name.
Just
remember Jaeger. Just remember Jaeger.
What the
right?
fuck is that?
And they were talking about the fact that when Michael Bay was doing Pain and Gain, he went to Mark Wahlberg and The Rock saying, shit, they're making me do another Transformers movies. You guys want to be in it? And because The Rock was busy, they were like, Wahlberg, in. And that's how he got to be in this movie.
So there could have been a Transformers movie.
With The Rock.
Oh, that would be so good.
Imagine that in your mind.
God damn it.
And herein lies the thing about Transformers and Michael Bay action movies. What I'm trying to say when I talk about these movies and how much I hate them, and I think they are not just bad movies but bad action movies, is that while people like to use the comeback of Andrew, why were you looking for a story?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is no, I wasn't looking for a story.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm looking for in any movie, right, is a character I want to care for. You never want to care for any of the Transformers in these movies, not one of them. The previous three had Shia LaBeouf, which worked for one movie. After that, you didn't care.
Didn't work for one movie.
And nobody in this movie do I care for. Not T.J. Miller. Not Mark Wahlberg. Not the other... He's the friend with the long hair.
The comedy guy. Yeah, I know him.
Not the other two random no-names who are in the movie.
Stanley Tucci is in there.
No, not... I'm not talking about him.
It's by the heftiness.
And you just really don't give a shit. And then when you're looking at the action of this movie, it is literally an action sequence is a car turning into a Transformer,
mm-hmm.
which, guys, that isn't impressive anymore at all. And even if it was the supposed to be at first,
they had the crash and slow mo grab.
They did that again. Literally,
oh right?
Literally, they had a crash sequence. The car goes up with people in it, transforms.
Not
people are out,
I'm going
and
to call it
flips
on this one, right?
And it,
no, you can't
and
call
they
it
catch
unless
him.
You watch it.
I'm going to.
Okay, watch it.
And they catch them, and that gets applauses. And here lies the thing, Damien.
No, hold on.
You had your turn.
And here lies the thing, Damien. Once again, I repeat, I am happy to leave the people who love this movie alone.
Okay.
I'm happy to put them in the other side of the world, me stay in my corner,
mm-hmm.
and just not comment.
Yeah.
But
the movie,
sadly,
the movie
is... it had to happen because I was made to watch a Transformers movie. And the truth about the matter is I've gone from hating to really not fucking caring. But sadly, I have to give it a rating, and I rate this... Fuck who you want.
Andrew, you forgot one thing.
Okay.
There is a Bugatti in this movie.
There's a guy in our theater, a row behind me,
yeah.
right, who literally every car that came up started shouting, "It's a Bugatti! It's a Bugatti!" And I left him alone, right? Because the truth of the matter is, just like what I was saying, I want to leave the people who love this alone. Because unlike the usual circumstances of the people in crowds talking or whatever, he unadulterated loved the movie, right?
He likes cars and he likes Transformers.
Right, and it wasn't until intermission, which Douglas has already mentioned is a thing which happens here, when the lady sitting beside him, who I assumed was with him, apparently wasn't, told him to shut the fuck up, right? And then he responded by going, "Honey, I don't know if you know, but I've seen all the Transformers and I know the mythos of the Transformers. I know what Optimus Prime needs to defeat this villain, ex-villain in this movie. I am super excited." And he... like, I couldn't stop laughing at that point. Like, that was the biggest laugh
so that's
that I got
like
during the 3.5 hours
that
of this movie.
That is why he likes the movie.
Damon, this movie started at 8:45, which means the movie...
Mm-hmm.
The film itself started at like 9:15.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't leave the theater till 12:30.
Douglas!
And now we didn't even sit down for credits, okay?
Douglas.
So.
Andrew said that I have to wait a hot 2 hours.
2.5.
In order to get.
Roughly 2.5.
To Transformers nonsense.
I'll be kind and say 2:20.
Douglas, are you telling me that in this action movie, the thing that I've come and paid money to see doesn't happen until way the hell at the end of the movie? Is what Andrew's saying even remotely true?
No, not way the hell at the end of the movie.
Okay.
Okay.
How, of the overall runtime, how much Transformer action? And if you count, I do not want you to count robots transforming.
There's Transformer action throughout this movie.
No, I don't want you to count robot transforming as action. I mean hot Transformer and robot dinosaur action.
There is Transformer and Transformer action from frame one.
Okay. And the robot dinosaurs.
I have to get
I've
back
seen
to you. I have to get
Transformer
back to you.
And Transformer
I to,
action.
I have to get back to you on that.
It's been terrible all the way. The dinosaur what breathes fire, though, is what I've paid my money for.
That is... Mm-hmm. Okay, so the dinosaurs are in the movie probably from, I would say, halfway through.
Is that even remotely true?
He is basically lying.
I'm not lying.
He's telling the truth. But this is like saying that the sword in Pacific Rim was there from frame one.
Yeah, of course it was.
But
it was the dumbest thing in the world.
We didn't see it. That's basically what he's doing to
Guillermo, now that you're making part two, listen to me carefully. If that sword isn't present from frame one, I'm going to find you and punch you in the face.
So that's basically
Douglas is lying. Douglas is lying. I need to wait for the supercut of this movie, which sounds like it will be like 20 minutes out of a 3-hour movie, which is even worse than all these other. Oh god. Well, I have to watch it in order to take it to the commissioner.
Yep.
Because he gave it a 3, and there's no fucking way this movie's a 3. And so I'm going to get the commission.
One thing I ask of you is before you go to the commissioner, you come to us and rate the movie.
Yeah.
And then we will have a discussion.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Now that the month is over, I have a couple catch-up business to talk about, as well as a little news.
Oh, that catch-up.
One development in this summer of movies is that another one of my movies are no longer coming out. Jupiter Ascending, the movie we were all worried about, I kept steadfast saying it was going to be awesome, but I was deeply
I was worried about this movie.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be horrible.
Yeah.
In my boots,
and they're pushing it
in
January so that no one will see it.
It's pushed to February 2015.
Yeah. When big blockbusters come up.
So, number one motion is that I now have a substitute coming up. That is The Expendables Part 3, which I'm not saying it's going to be much better than
Jupiter
Ascending.
I see Expendables 2 here in this document. It says Expendables 2. Which has already come out. So, that is now forfeit. And we're moving to your next...
and
your next substitute.
With that said, I also get to pick a new substitute.
Yes, you do.
To put at the bottom of my substitutes. And this movie isn't a movie. It's a movie I'm really looking forward to. But at the same time, I don't expect to actually see it in 2014.
Mm.
So I'm putting it in the substitutes with Who the Fuck Cares. It's coming out in limited release in December. It's Paul Thomas Anderson's latest movie, Inherent Vice.
Yeah.
Let it just sit there and take up dust.
I still think next year you should just be able to pick anything off your substitute bench whenever you need.
We will talk about that for the next coming year.
Because having them in order doesn't help anything. You should be able to pick them.
You should have guessed right the first time.
None of my movies haven't been pushed. I'm just looking at it and I'm like, it would make more sense for him to replace it with something that would actually make money, like Into the Storm.
Yeah, which I would have done, but then I'm like,
but he can't do that.
And that was one that I added on last.
Yeah, he can. He still has two spaces. What he does is he picks two movies he knows he won't be able to see, and then it comes up. But anyway.
Yeah, but then he'd have to have, like, Purge 2 and Annie. Like, this is going to have, like, he needs, like, four
movies
to drop.
I can't get those movies. It's impossible. Talking about catch-up business, I want to spend a little time, as we have in all of the recent ones, talking about a couple movies we've seen that we didn't talk about in previous podcasts because we hadn't seen at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with another one of Douglas's movies.
What?
In May, Seth MacFarlane released his opus.
Yep.
A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Damien, you've actually seen this movie.
Yes, I have.
I want you to start, since you've been quiet all this while.
I like Charlize Theron. That is the end of my I do not like Family Guy. The only thing I've seen from Seth MacFarlane that wasn't Ted that I've ever enjoyed was he hosted the roast of Knight Rider dude, David Hasselhoff. And I enjoyed him there because Comedy Central roasts are terrible places. that you say awful things to people you barely know. And so I enjoyed that there. But I'm not his biggest fan. And so when Ted came out, I just assumed it would be garbage. The trailers had a bear talking to Marky Mark, and I went, this won't end well at all.
I think we all kind of had that.
And then
that thought.
Douglas saw it and lost his friggin' mind. And even then I went, there's just no way. It can't be good. There's a teddy bear and Mark Wahlberg. And then I saw it and went, holy shit. It was so good that for a good long time, I forgot that I did not like any of this man's body of work. I just assumed I liked him. And so when the trailer for this came out, I was excited. Because all I remember from him was that Ted was incredible. Then I sat down. He had the easiest job in the world. Everyone knows westerns. Even if you've never seen any, you understand the concept. It's old-timey times, and you can be as racist and as sexist as you want. So the joke should just have been endless. And we saw some of it in the trailer and you went, alright, the guy what made Ted is doing this. He's invited Charlize Theron. She's not in a shitty alien movie. Let's do this. And I think 2 hours later, Walter Takaran went, how did... Like, he just got everything. He got the tone wrong. He got most of the jokes wrong. He tried to tell some horseshit story that... Oh my god. And the thing that annoyed me the most was he got actual funny people to be in this. And... nothing.
The cameos. I was talking about spoiling it for you the other day, but I realized you probably would have seen it at that point. The things in there, because the thing about Family Guy, which I guess is an on and off hit or miss kind of deal, is the pop culture references. Mm-hmm. And he continues that kind of deal in this movie. From Doc Brown appearing in this movie randomly, because mm-hmm. of course we remember Back to the right. Future Part 3.
Of course.
To the credits where Django shows up. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, those things are things which I feel deserve better movies to have those kind of jokes in it. For me to enjoy. Because the thing about those jokes are, they're cute and they're funny, but they're funnier if the movie they're in is actually good. Yeah. Because you're enjoying yourself enough to move past the fact that this isn't a proper joke.
You've just described Family Guy. That's what you've done. Right, it's just nonsense and then, oh look, pop culture reference. And I'm supposed to forget that I'm bored to tears because, oh look, some funny pop culture reference.
That you know, that you're attached to.
Oh, hilarious. This movie still sucks. It's bad. It is really bad. It is... And it... Like, I want more westerns, eh? They don't all have to be True Grit. They don't all have to be Django. I just want more things set in the West because I love that genre. It's pretty cool. You get to shoot people for whatever reason you want, so there's always action. And then, if you're clever enough, you can tell some incredible story because you can get away with almost anything in the Wild West. And he did none of that. Just shitty jokes. And I will give him that some of the cameos were incredible, but I don't care because I had to sit through the rest of the movie to get them. And no mas. Once again, nope. Yeah, Brazil.
What?
It's terrible. It's not. No, two. You just. What are you talking about? It's movies.
Alright, good. I'm just making sure. I need to get an actual number from you.
Movie
so
sucks.
It's a one. Okay.
It's terrible.
Douglas, you know I give it a one, so copy and paste Damien's words.
I'm sad because.
Yeah.
This is hot. But are you telling me this is actually horrible? Like.
Yes.
Like god awful. Like,
yes.
Like no movie could be worse than this movie.
No, that is not what I'm telling
you. Wow.
I am telling you that my level of disappointment in this movie.
But that's the thing.
Wait,
it's art. It's disappointment though.
Wait. It's compounded by the fact that the movie isn't good.
The movie isn't
great.
Right.
So,
but it's
I would have given the movie.
Though.
I would have given this movie a 2 without question if he had just made something decent. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't do that, did he? Right? There's nothing about this movie that I can point to and go, like that part. No. This movie is just, it is essentially Family Guy set in dirt with Charlize Theron. I'd have given this movie a 2 just for Charlize Theron because
you know,
I love her.
You know the thing about this movie
but
is
it's
funny,
bad.
You know
it's
the thing
bad.
About this movie is for me before Douglas gets on to we liked some of it
mm-hmm.
is that the truth of the matter is talking about comedy is the same way I talked about 22 Jump Street where I was talking about the idea of just joke and move on. There were a few fleeting moments in this movie where I actually found things kind of cute, funny or whatever. I remember the mustache song just because.
Alright.
Sure, I like musicals and if you make Neil Patrick Harris sing a song about mustaches and it's kind of cool. Charlize Theron, most of her stuff kind of.
Right.
Yeah. But the thing about this movie is that the whole effect that 22 Jump Street has where it goes joke to joke and you're like, yes, no, is that this movie had, it felt almost like it was an account that the movie was keeping with me, where if there was a point where it went in the plus column, there were 20 more points where it went in the negative column, right? And at the end of the day,
even if I was, the best result I could have of this movie was to actually sit down and edit it out to like, I like this 2 minute joke of a song, or I like this 1 minute bit where Charlize Theron kind of laughed with you. Or where they talked about cameras in the Old West and people couldn't smile. It's impossible, right, in a picture. But I had, kind of like Damon, I had to sit through a really shitty movie where the rest of the jokes weren't just unfunny. Some of them were borderline aggravating to me, right? It's like if a child was, if it was a 5-year-old child who all he was entertained by were complete and utter dick jokes to the point of showing me enough penises in this movie. And that just annoyed me. I'm like, why do we need this? And the
because
movie
dicks. Hey guys,
they're funny.
Dicks are funny.
The movie,
remember,
just aggravated my soul enough that any plus moment there was in this movie was long forgotten when the credits rolled.
Alright. Before Douglas says anything, this is why this movie gets a one. You don't get to waste Liam Neeson as a crime against God. You also don't get to waste Giovanni Ribisi. Second crime. Sarah Silverman is hilarious. And she is awful.
Pretty much.
Just straight up bad in this. Oh. And then there's like person after person after person that I can sit on this and go, oh yeah, he was in it. He was in it. Ewan McGregor was in it. Gilbert Godfrey was in it. So many people. And I went, oh
Ewan
right.
Ewan McGregor wasn't in this movie. Ewan McGregor was a stand-in. He was an extra. He wasn't really in this movie.
But
actually,
that's a joke.
I remember. No, that's not a joke for him. I don't know why they even used him, because I remember it was one of those things where it just kind of, the camera just went like this and just kind of brushed over him. And I said to Andrew, "Shit, was that Ewan McGregor?" And he was like,
"He had
no,
a line. He had a line. That's
no,
why we recognized him."
No, you didn't. I had to say to you like, "Who? What? The guy over there? I don't know," because he didn't say anything at all.
Yeah. So, no.
So, Douglas?
Well, I'm going to give it a 2 anyway, because that's what I was going to give it, but you guys suck. I don't know.
You thought this movie was a 4.
I didn't think that this movie was offensive most of the time, which just sounds like that Andrew thought it was.
I'm not doing that.
Here's what I thought, right?
I think it's like Family. Like, I really don't like Family.
But the thing about
the
it is, I used to like Family Guy. I don't watch it much anymore for the same reasons that I don't watch South Park anymore, because it's just kind of like the same thing over and over again. But there was a time when Family Guy, holy shit, that's the greatest thing in the world. But this movie, for me, was just kind of not that funny most of the time. It was, what it felt to me was like he made a Woody Allen movie in the West.
Do you want me to hate this movie?
I know.
That's your plan.
Listen, you've already given it a 1, and there's nothing more you can do. And
I'm sure it for Ride Along. We consider it for Ride Along.
And that wasn't so great. But you know, the cameos really
also
brought it up.
If we
for
do
me.
It for Ride Along, we have to consider it for Transformers.
When you see the commissioner, please
please recommend
these changes.
But yeah, so the cameos brought it up for me, and some of the bits that Andrew was mentioning, like the mustache song, brought it up for me. So I'd give it, you know, 2
mustache.
What about 3 pick? It's Trini Driver.
Oh. What did I pick second?
Oh, of course. I'm so, can't wait. I'll do at this rate. Probably make $3. I was banking on dragons.
You were supposed to keep talking.
I was finished.
Nothing more to say about this movie. It's like, it's not funny.
I know that
I'm not going to give my old movie a watch.
I know that I can,
so
to speak.
Right.
And it's one of those movies.
So
just,
that can't be defended.
Yeah.
But
we all have those.
2 more movies I want to talk about before we go out.
Sex Tape.
Number 1, Bad Words. I finally watched Bad Words and fuck that movie.
Yes,
come to me and you've confessed your sins.
Yes.
You actually
it worked. My plan worked. Lying to Andrew that this movie was terrible colored his opinion of his own movie. And so now he hates his own movie, which is great, because I actually love that movie. That movie is incredible.
And now I hate you because you have made me have to watch it. So I saw the beginning of this movie with Andrew, and I saw the end of this movie with Andrew. Don't you dare think I'm going to watch a movie from start to end. I'm just watching that middle piece because fuck this movie.
Did you laugh at the start of the movie? No,
actually, the truth about the matter is the start of the movie I actually liked. Mm-hmm. Right, I actually enjoyed the beginning of this movie. The thing about it is that the thing about this movie is that there have those moments where he's just being a dick, and some of those moments are really good.
All of them,
especially
are good.
when the first spelling bee you see when he's just showing up and he, like that's kind of fun, right? But everything when he kind of hits the proper spelling bee, and you kind of get a hint that this is eventually going to turn into something about him sticking it to someone or some sort of cathartic thing. Like, the whole of that section of the movie, for the rest of the movie, I was just annoyed. Right? Because I don't think it earns it. I don't think it earns the ability to make me feel sorry for this guy. Because I wanted to look at him and call him a real douchebag.
You're not supposed to feel sorry for him. Even though what he's doing, you know, you could feel... He's an asshole.
No, he's an asshole regardless.
And that is what I enjoyed. Like, at no point did he even want anybody to feel sorry for him.
Just like you going fuck you million ways to die in the West for wasting people. Fuck this movie for casting Catherine Hahn and making her pretty much the worst character in this movie. Because I adore Catherine Hahn.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Like she's pretty good. She's an indicator to me. When she's in a trailer for a comedy, I have to watch that movie.
You're getting hung up on the overall story. Which is fine. Which is what I thought was going to happen. And I was right. And so I colored your view. I've done my job. Got you to rate your movie poorly. So I'm not going to defend the movie.
You're not
going to
stop me from doing it.
And then you change your mind.
I changed my mind. This is a 3.
The movie is about him being a jerk for the entire runtime. And then at the end, they try to inject heart into the movie, and that is where I went, movie, don't do this. Just stay the course. And they didn't inject, but they did it in a way where you could see that they just went, alright, sure. And they just slid it in and went, now we're moving on. We've had our fun here with this heartfelt but let's continue doing what we set out to do. And that's what they did. And that is why I enjoyed them. I enjoy the hell out of this movie. God damn it. Andrew hates it, so.
Ah, well. Your plan worked. Maybe you can do it for Guardians of the Galaxy.
There's no way I want to watch that movie too much. Movie looks rad. I heard someone say that, not ironically, recently, and almost died crying. Just this grown man saying something was rad.
Are you serious? He's probably young when that was a thing.
The last movie I want to talk about is Damien's 300 Part Deux.
Yeah.
And I'm going to copy and paste my comments for Transformers. Not as egregiously, but copy and paste. Wherein that you action people need to understand that while I am not looking for an incredulous story or anything amazing, I'm looking for someone to care about. And there is no one... Literally, when you look at the first 300 movie, like, debate the story shit all you want, right? But the characters in that movie just came out and you love those characters.
That movie's
from
incredible.
From Xerxes to Leonidas to...
I'm not arguing with you.
Literally, the only time I cared about anyone on the screen was the 2 minutes Xerxes was on the screen in this movie.
Andrew, the first 300 is remarkable, despite what any lunatic says. It is remarkable because what it did, which is what all incredible action movies do, is great action and then somehow tell us to, like, they went above and beyond what was necessary. Told some story that loosely gave excuses for people to be chopping up people. And you went, good. That's really good. Fine, it was based off a comic book and whatever, but they still had to put it on screen. And it was really awesome. I knew there was no way to have lightning strike twice. I went into 300 to expecting them to focus on what everyone loved about the first 300.
Which is shields and faces.
Which is people chopping people. And those people, I don't
and
remember,
you know,
what the director name is. He got that spot on.
And you know what the worst
from start
part about
to end,
is?
There are people being chopped.
And you know what the worst
That's
part about
good.
It to me is it feels almost like 2000, the year 2000. Right? The year 2000 for me wasn't... It wasn't about movies were great or bad. It was about that period of time where every action movie felt they had to spoof, parody, or use overly much the bullet time of The Matrix. This movie felt like someone went, I need to make an action movie. But more than that, I have to make an action movie which does all the slow motion, choppy, extra cartoon bloody thing of 300 happen every action scene. And it felt just... It felt like they were just going too far with it. Like, it felt like it was... It went past cool, which was what the first movie was, and went straight to satire.
I enjoyed, like, 90% of those action scenes.
I didn't.
And there's a couple of times where the camera follows a guy as he jumps off something to chop somebody down.
I find it hysterical. I will give this movie one bad movie point for having a sex battle between the main guy and Ava Green.
Andrew. Yeah, and that's the best part of the movie. Douglas, have you seen this movie?
I saw bits and pieces when he was
Douglas,
watching it. And
there is,
can I tell you?
A sex fight.
I know, I didn't see that part.
And
though.
It's incredible.
But so far...
First of all, Shoot 'Em Up did that before Drive.
True.
But that is not what happened. The two people having sex
were fighting. Like, actually having a battle whilst having
sex. And I want to try that. I'm sad that idea didn't come into my mind earlier. I am not going to die a happy man unless I've done that.
Can I just
Do you have to be angry at her first?
Now?
Douglas. You have to see this movie.
No, I want to watch it.
Oh my... Andrew.
If you allowed half points, I'll give it a half point.
Andrew
this.
Robinson, you can't... Listen to me. That alone. Even if everything else you've said, I won't argue because you're kind of right. Right? They made more 300. Which is what the title said.
No, I
understand they didn't tell a great story. And they knew it, and so they kept that to a minute. There is, if this movie is an hour and a half, there's 10 minutes of story in this movie. If that.
They're like, there's 300 happening over here, and we're doing something.
There's a part where they explain where Xerxes came from. That is 5 minutes.
But isn't that the same thing as the first movie?
Yeah, like, no, it is more aggressive
Andrew,
with this one.
Don't you love the first movie?
Yeah, but. Andrew is a weird lunatic.
Because as much as is it, the thing is, I see his argument, but at the same time, and especially based on how I've watched this movie so far, because I think I was doing something else, but I'd occasionally come over and sit down beside him, and everything I saw was fucking awesome, you know. And so I'm like, yeah, sign me up for this movie. But
I was going to spoil sex fighting.
But hold,
like,
but when
like,
I saw
but,
that in the film.
Like, Kerb lost their goddamn mind. Like, this is incredible. The movie is, like, I can't give the movie a 4. And I didn't give the movie a 4. Because there's nothing special about it. And I went in understanding that. If someone could have made 302, they'd have made it already. But they sat down and they were reasonable. They didn't try to do what this lunatic wanted.
All right.
Just tell some horseshit story.
I don't want a story. Right. That's what
you
I'm
go
saying.
Away.
I don't want a story.
Of course,
I want someone. I want a person in this movie.
That's what
I
mean by story. That's
right.
What I don't.
That's all.
That's what
question
story means.
Just be as cool as Leonidas, and I will root for you.
Let's put it on a scale, okay? 300er. The best of 300.
Okay.
Versus the fastest and the furiousest.
But Fast and Furious has those characters.
Hold on. I want to hear how he grids right. the two.
The more furious, the last one,
yeah,
is incredible because they start pretending like they were doing
and
anything.
They have characters.
They're like,
and what? They have characters.
That is not why I like.
No, it's an and.
No. The and is. And they had a tank. And three people flew in separate parts of that movie. And they had a runway that didn't end. Those are the ants. Those characters aren't even... They're barely people. Right?
At this point, you could just take cardboard
could
boxes
literally,
and move them across
they
the
could
screen.
Literally change every single actor. And none of it would matter. Right? Paul Walker's incredible character, is that...
No, I'm talking about everyone else. I'm talking about The Rock. I'm talking about Ludacris. I'm talking about...
You are fighting against your own argument.
Let me explain to you what I mean, right? When I'm talking about these characters, I'm not talking about Brad Pitt from Seven. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about that kind of character. I'm talking about someone who, the moment he comes on screen,
mm-hmm.
I am with him. When Ludacris is on screen for those movies, they pair him up with Tyrese, and they just start... going at
yeah,
it, and I become more enamored with them. Just like why when Tom Cruise is in a movie, you like him no matter what,
yeah.
And it kind of takes you into the movie a little bit more.
Andrea, understand.
When I'm talking about characters, I'm not talking about the greatest writing in the
Andrew,
world.
Andrew, no, I understand what you're saying. What I am saying is that none of that matters to me in Fast and Furious.
And that is why it annoyed me with 300.
Torque has some of the worst written characters
mm-hmm.
of all time. The only two characters that I care about in Torque are the two police agents, because they're the only ones that are funny. The rest of them are literally things that go on the bike that make dumb shit happen on the screen. That is all I need. But I understand where you're coming from. And I don't like... I understand that people won't like 302. This is not me going, Andrew is crazy for not liking this. What I'm saying though is, Douglas, you enjoyed more Furious, you will enjoy more Furious.
I know, and that's why I'm asking, what's the difference? Because I know last mm-hmm. year, both of us,
right.
we gave Furious a
God.
4, right? So why is it that, and I'm not arguing for
mm-hmm.
or against,
mm-hmm.
but why is it that Furious gets the 4,
mm-hmm.
but this gets a 3.
It is because Furious went above and beyond.
It did.
Furious.
Wait, sorry, it did what?
No, in
Mr.
comparison,
Mr.
in
Zero?
Comparison to 300. And I gave that movie a 2.
No. I'm not talking about Furious going above and beyond Fast and Furious, man. Because I hate all of the Fast and Furious. It's not it being better than Fast and Furious that gives it a 4. In terms of ridiculous nonsense, it went way... Like, I expected nonsense,
mm-hmm.
right? Tank nonsense,
mm-hmm.
rock nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
When you have people flying, and when you have runways into infinity, that is going above and beyond what is expected from you. This movie did what it was supposed to do, but there's nothing that... I can refer to it as magic. No, it is good and it is more, but it didn't go like if a dragon appeared at some point in this movie, then alright. You guys know of all of my attention. There's nothing like that. It was still fun. I like it.
But you get me though.
I understand. Still think you're a crazy person.
No, that's understandable.
But we've known this for years. Was there another movie that's
No, I don't think there's anything else I can talk about. Is there anything you guys want to talk about?
No.
Have you seen Grand Budapest yet?
No.
I have not.
Football.
Seen it anymore.
I know, but that would have been at your house, and I assume you'd have phoned 90 minutes.
Actually, there is something I want to talk about.
Yeah, 90 minutes is how long a football match takes to rewatch.
So hold on, I'm curious. Mm-hmm. When the final is gone and it's over, are you just going to start over the World Cup?
I'll watch certain matches. If Argentina wins, then I won't watch certain matches. I'll watch only the Argentina matches, just on loop.
Is it sad that recently, and I'm pretty sure you've had this thought and probably enacted it
mm-hmm.
for yourself recently, as we're reaching the tail end, I've been thinking to myself, it'd be kind of fun to go to a world, to find all the matches of a World Cup I've never seen, like go to the 60s or the 70s and
mm-hmm.
pick a World Cup and just watch all those matches.
Yeah,
it might be kind of cool.
I haven't watched all, like, the entirety of the matches, but there have been a lot of roundups for World Cups.
I've seen a few of them, like a few highlight reels and stuff.
Right,
but never,
like the long ones.
But never like a full match of anything in the past.
Oh, yeah, I watch past football all the time because it kills time.
Anyways, you were about to say something.
Yes,
NBA
I watched something.
I watched NBA Finals.
Did you? Oh, nice. I watched something better than that recently.
What?
I watched White House Down. That movie is awesome. I give that movie a 4. And
it's a good thing it's 2013
yes.
still.
Oh,
Roland Emmerich.
So
good.
To round up thus far in the competition,
all
as
right.
things are going, I, in raw dollars earned before ratings,
I like how he says that.
Douglas is last. With 562 million, almost 562.5.
Raw dollars.
I am second with 989 and a bit. And Damon is number one with 1.2 million.
Billion.
Billion.
Wow.
No. Douglas has rated in scaled points. Douglas is still last, having rated 5 of his movies
mm-hmm.
with an average rating of 3. Earning 347 million points.
Just bullshit.
Damon is second, having rated only 3 of his movies,
mm-hmm.
With a score of 396 million points. And I am number one, rating 8 of my movies, with 707 million points.
700? Yeah. Oh my goodness.
He's rated a lot of his movies.
I've rated all of my movies thus far.
Right.
The only one I haven't mentioned is the one that came out this July weekend, which
right.
we're not going to talk about
He's
yet.
He's rated a lot of movies.
And looking to the month ahead, this month coming, in July, we will have the films of Douglas's Hercules.
Hello, I can't...
Actually, the more I'm getting closer to that movie, the more I'm looking forward to it.
No, that... How to Train Your Dragon
has proven, I've
finally gotten something really big wrong. Just flat. All the way coming down the line, all of my predictions hit their mark. And then this just... oh, it is deflating.
Against Damien's Dawn of the Planet of the Apes
of the
and his sex tape.
Of the Second Coming.
Against my Deliver Us from Evil is what the month of July has to offer. I've already seen Deliver Us from Evil, I'm not going to talk about that yet. We'll talk about that next month.
We're not allowed.
So, as usual, thanks for listening to the podcast. You can find it, as always, over at gmanreviews.com.
Sex tape.
Through iTunes and Stitcher. Damon is on Twitter. He's at Damon_White. Though he might not find him tweeting because there's football on. Douglas is on Twitter. He's at the chair, I lost his name. Generally tweeting about football because he's always amazed. And I'm at Gman Reviews trying to figure out why Evil Kagawa is so evil on Twitter.
I love that account so much.
Thanks so much for listening and good night.
Waving at the mic.
I will promise to do my very best, to do my duty for God and my country. Even I'm just human after all. I will promise not to smoke too much, and I will promise not to party too hard.